This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It is hard to name a state along the east coast of the United States that has not at least felt some effect from the storm known as Sandy. The center of that storm is now around York, Pennsylvania. So heading for central Pennsylvania, heading north and west. York, Pennsylvania is near the border with Maryland, so this storm is sideswiping the length of Maryland as it goes. And the governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, is on the line. Governor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where are you and what have you been able to see this morning?
Well, as the sun comes up this morning, we have about 319,000 people without electricity. And as bad as that is, I honestly thought that by this morning we would be up around a million. Now, no doubt some people will wake up, find they're without electricity, and call in, so that number will go up a little bit. But I am very grateful that this storm did not hit us as hard as many predicted and as we were prepared for. So I think in a very real way, all of us should be grateful that we were on this side of the storm in Maryland.
Yeah, let's explain that. I mean, if you're on the right side of the storm, as New York City was, you have water pushed up and pushed over the shores, but you're on the left side of the storm, so you don't quite have the same severity.
That's right. The tidal surges in the bay are still something tricky and something we're watching. Crisfield got totally inundated, and probably about 100 people there spent the night on the second floor of their homes while the water spent the night in the first floor of their homes. So, but yes, being on this side of the storm, the winds mostly pushed the water out of the bay. Ocean City, the dunes held up well there. I was on the phone with the mayor of Ocean City just a few moments ago. The boardwalk held up there, and Garrett County got dumped on big time with, not from the hurricane, but from that snow front, and took 20 inches of snow, and that caused a nasty little snarl with four tractor trailers and 100 cars backed up that the state police and National Guard had to, you know, fish the drivers and passengers out of the snow so they wouldn't freeze overnight. But overall, knock on wood, we've done fairly well. Now, the danger is still coming up as this storm dumps in the Susquehanna Valley north of us,
right,
is the pressure on the Conowingo Dam and all of that water flowing down into the bay from that part of the Chesapeake Bay Basin.
Yeah, let's just remind people, when you say the bay, you're talking about the Chesapeake Bay. Baltimore and Annapolis are on that bay, along with a lot of other smaller towns. And because of rivers dumping into that bay, you still have to worry about the possibility of trouble, the possibility of flooding ahead, is what you're saying.
That's right. River flooding and the streams and the Conowingo Dam, which will be very stressed as it which is right at the head of the Chesapeake Bay, and the Susquehanna flows through it.
Now, let me ask you also, Governor, because you mentioned Garrett County. That'd be in the western, the panhandle, the stem of Maryland, up in the hills and the mountains there. Massive snowfall there. You mentioned 20 inches in one place. Are people expecting even more in parts of Maryland?
I don't know that we're expecting a lot more snow in Maryland, in western Maryland today. I think the worst of it came last night. What we are dealing with is a county where 80% of people under a blanket of 20 inches of snow are now without power. And so that's the concern out there now.
Are you in a situation, Governor O'Malley, where if other states should need rescue crews, should need utility crews, you might actually be able to send them away?
Well, that's my hope. I would hope that, as we assess the damage today and address some of these critical hot spots, we have a wastewater treatment plant without power, and that's creating a real threat to the Little Patuxent River. My hope would be that we are able to free up crews to help neighbors that are in greater need. We have a lot of restoration work to do. The utility companies pre-positioned utility workers. As a practical matter, probably the people that are here will stay here and keep working on our outages. But those additional crews that we had thought we would draw from states south of us will probably just pass through Maryland on their way to help neighbors in New Jersey and Connecticut and New York.
Okay. Well, Governor Martin O'Malley of Maryland, thanks very much for joining us
this morning.
Martin O'Malley, the governor of Maryland.